And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Google making headlines as it usually does as its CEO misses a shareholders meeting and is set to be MIA for several other upcoming events, including the company's major gathering of developers. That's set to begin tomorrow. To talk about all these latest developments, I'm joined by Liz Gaines. She reports on Google and many other things for All Things Digital. That's allthingsd.com. Liz has been a Silicon Valley-based business technology reporter since 2004. Liz, thanks for joining us here on 1320 WILS.
Sure thing.
You, from what I read, you got a linguistics degree from Dartmouth. How did you end up delving into the world of IT?
Oh, that's funny. I fell into tech reporting. It's kind of the, what everyone, technology is the industry in Silicon Valley, and when that was where I'd grown up. So after college, I moved back here and fell into it and haven't really emerged since.
Now, let's talk about Google CEO Larry Page is apparently having problems with his voice, although there seems to almost be some suspicions about his absence from some of the company's major gatherings. What do we know about his condition?
We don't know too much. From what I've heard so far, it's not necessarily serious. So Larry Page is the CEO of Google and has been for a little over a year now. He originally founded the company and then had a professional CEO, Eric Schmidt, come in for 10 years. Since he's come back into his role, he hasn't really been quite as publicly as active as Eric Schmidt had. Eric Schmidt was kind of on the international speaking circuit, said all sorts of interesting things, often put his foot in his mouth, so it was pretty entertaining. And generally represented Google for the world. Larry Page is much more inward focused. He's definitely the Google visionary, but he doesn't really like to talk about that to investors, press, shareholder, you know, all the different people who might be interested, users of Google products.
Obviously, when it comes to health issues of heads of major technology companies, Steve Jobs comes to mind. How significant would you say Larry Page is to Google and the innovations that we've seen coming out of the company?
Larry Page is quite significant to Google, and similar to Steve Jobs, you know, he was the founder who's reassumed his role at the top of the company, though Larry Page was kind of there all along, just not at the top. I don't think that there's necessarily reason to worry that it's something serious along the lines of what happened to Steve Jobs, which, you know, was quite tragic that he got sick and passed away before his time, but Larry Page, you know, we do know there's a health issue, but there's no indication that it's a serious health issue, only that it's serious enough that they would disclose it because he can't come to these appearances.
I'm talking to Liz Gaines. You can find her articles on Google and many other things at All Things Digital. That's allthingsd.com. Now, Google I.O., the input-output, kicks off. You note that tickets have gone for as much as $4,500 on eBay. And many of the folks that may be listening may not really even know what this event is all about. What typically happens at these gatherings?
So Google I.O. is an annual show that the company puts on in San Francisco. And I think this is now going to be maybe the fifth year or so that it's happened. At the conference, Google puts forth some of its plans for the next year. Google has not traditionally been a company that makes devices, so it's not, you know, like an Apple event where they invite developers in and show them new computers and phones and iPads and everyone gets really excited. It's a little bit more of a hybrid thing because a lot of the things that they'll be talking about will be much more behind the scenes things. You know, for instance, we're expecting some new mapping tools for developers. But there's some really interesting stuff going on as Google shifts around and becomes perhaps more of a hardware and devices company. So as you might know, they recently bought Motorola. We're not expecting a ton of Motorola notes here, but, you know, Motorola actually makes phones, makes devices. Google had started doing that last year with some partnerships to make Chromebooks, which are these kind of lightweight web computers. They also worked more closely with some phone manufacturers to make special Android phones that are called Nexus phones, which are kind of the top of the line. The big thing that's expected this week is they're going to do their first tablet.
Now, this event brings together 5,500 developers. Are they independent developers that somehow work with Google to develop the software? What's the business relationship like there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mix of people. It's definitely all independent developers who aren't necessarily employed by Google, but some of them have closer relationships with Google. So we'll definitely be expecting all sorts of interesting demos by developers that Google has picked to kind of show off their wares around the show. From past years, there's always kind of interesting robot demonstrations and interesting kind of fun science experiments. Google's very geeky like that and likes to bring fun things for people to look at. And then there'll also just be a whole range of international developers who want to come see what's going on, independent developers, people just starting on a product, you know, all sorts of things like that where they paid for the opportunity to come and get to hear about some of the stuff first and in person and perhaps meet some of the people at Google who work on the products that they'll be using.
Now, as you're saying, Google's beginning to move more into hardware platforms, but obviously the software end is what they're known for right now. Google Maps, it seems that anyone with a smartphone now wouldn't leave home without it, really can't. I know Apple is now set to compete with their own Maps program. Mm-hmm. Are there any kind of new developments expected to be announced or presented when it comes to Google Maps?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's actually a really important area to look at this week. So the history there is that, you know, Google has been the dominant mapping provider online for years now. And they, in addition to providing their own services, their maps are included in all these different apps, on smartphones. They're installed on every iPhone that's released. But Apple just announced a couple weeks ago, you know, something that had been speculated for a while, but now it's official that Apple is developing its own Google Maps alternative. So starting with the release of the new iOS later this year, iOS 6, there'll be an Apple product made in collaboration with a bunch of different outside developers instead of Google Maps.
Well, what about the prospect for the future of Android software? Is it now considered to be superior to what iPhone has going, or is it still trying to catch up?
Well, one thing about Android is that it's used on all sorts of different devices. And so, you know, it really depends on what phone you have, what version you have, whether or not the handset manufacturer has added some of their own software on top of it. It's a varied experience, not something that Google has combated for a long time, but it's the reality, whereas the Apple experience is much more unified. But Android is growing extremely fast. It's huge globally, and so it's important for, you know, people who make applications to make things that work on Android. So it's kind of an interesting balance and one that's constantly evolving. And Android is expecting, you know, they're going to be launching their new version, and they always name their versions after candies and desserts and things like that. So the new version that is coming this week is going to be called Jelly Bean, and that'll just be a preview. And from what we understand, it's not going to necessarily be a huge release. The last one was Ice Cream Sandwich, and that was pretty major. But even so, so I'm getting a little bit too into the weeds here, but Ice Cream Sandwich is still not deployed on many phones at all. So, you know, we're moving forward, but we're still kind of playing catch up a lot of the time on Android.
One last thing, Google Plus, you know, I myself use Gmail. Many of my friends, coworkers do also, but I cannot say I know anyone that's involved with Google Plus. Is the company considering that a loser at this point, or are there any plans to pursue that more aggressively now?
The public line from Google on Google Plus is that it's wonderful, it's huge, it's growing faster than they could have ever expected. I think the reality is a lot of people are more skeptical, both inside the company and out. It'll be interesting for sure to hear kind of the tone around how they talk about Google Plus and what they announced that would be new there, because I think the reality is it is not necessarily a social platform on the level of Facebook that they're trying to compete with. It'll be interesting to see what they show developers. Just a little bit of news on that front had been that in recent weeks, some game makers had announced that they were pulling back from Google Plus just because they weren't seeing the usage there. So those are the kind of developers that Google is going to want to try to entice with all sorts of new stuff this week and try to see if they can get them to come back.
Google I.O., the company's big developer conference, now underway, although CEO Larry Page is not there. I've been joined here by Liz Gaines. You can find her articles at All Things Digital. That's allthingsd.com. Liz, thank you so much for joining us on WILS tonight.
Sure, thank you.
And we are coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.